Housing prices in the Valley have been running flat for quite a while. Is this the direction of the future?
You're listening to WDIY's Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar.
As of this taping, Dow Jones Industrial Average is still running above 16,000, a historical high. The economy is clearly nowhere close to any highs, let alone historical highs. Has Wall Street now totally decoupled from the Main Street? Or is this a bubble? It suffices to say that very few analysts predicted 16,000, and many of them are still forecasting some sort of correction. Okay, let's turn it to something a little bit more predictable, the Lehigh Valley's housing market. Sales volume reached 6,500 units in the 12 months ending in October 2013 in the Valley, a level which has not been seen since 2007. During the Great Recession, sales volume dropped to below 5,000 units. While average sales prices of residential housing dipped slightly in October, the long-term moving average of prices has been running more or less flat for the last 18 months. At the national level, housing prices rose by 13%. Some cities like San Francisco saw price increases of more than 25% in the last 12 months. There are also cities like New York City, which recorded only 4% price improvement over the year. But the picture is not as bad as it sounds. During the Great Recession, price of homes didn't drop as much in the Valley compared to the national average. And they are now not going up as much as the national average either. Compared to pre-recession time, we are running more or less even with the national average. Housing starts is a short-term indicator of the housing market. Before the recession, this indicator rose to close to 400 units a month in the ABE area. At its low, it dropped to around 70 in 2011. Currently, the indicator is running close to 100. Its normal range is around 150. New building permits is a short to medium range predictor of the housing market. This indicator dropped to around 85 in 2011. However, since the beginning of 2013, this indicator has shown measurable growth, rising to around 120 permits per month, still far short of the normal for this indicator. So while we are above the lows, these two indicators are not promising much growth in the housing market for the next 6 to 9 months. The number of deeds registered in the region is a medium to long-term indicator of the housing market. This indicator topped at above 23,000 registrations at the peak of the housing market in 2005, crashed to around 11,000 in 2011. In the summer of 2013, the number of deeds registered in the Valley jumped 19% over the previous year's level, which translates to around 14,000 deeds registered per year. Still on the light side, but well above the recessionary levels. All these indicators project more of the same for the next 6 to 9 months in the Valley, while also projecting higher growth in the housing market by late 2014 and early 2015 time period. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.